Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 19th day of October, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's looking like it wants to rain. Hopefully it will. Any kind of moisture is welcome. We need a lot of goddamn moisture. This place is dry, 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 dry. Anyway, man, I'm telling you, well, no, I mean, we weren't here up yesterday, but God, it's just another fucking day in the fucking invasion of this goddamn country. The invaders are coming over by the tens of thousands. This first article we have here, Biden secretly flying in underage migrants to New York, spreading border crisis across U.S. And you know what? Bullshit. You know, fucking, I looked at, these are 16, 17, these are fighting age fucking men. And they're flying them into the goddamn interior in the middle of the fucking night. What the hell does it take to call this a fucking invasion? 1.4 million, go ahead and on 2 million fucking people crossing your fucking border is a fucking invasion. If that doesn't even count I bet there's got to be another 100 fucking million of them already here. How, if you let enough of them get in here, you will fucking lose. They will just fucking overwhelm you. There are goddamn 8 billion people on this goddamn planet. You think that you can take 8 billion out? I mean, you won't get a chance to get to your goddamn warheads or anything to fight with. They'll just fucking take your ass out because you are too fucking stupid to stop them. Too cowardly to stop them. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Biden secretly flying in underage. No, there's some underage kids. There was a few kids there, but these are fighting age fucking men. I mean, they're doing it right in front of your goddamn face. And they're telling you 30,000 Afghanis here. Fucking, 130,000 just in fucking one fucking month. I mean, how many did they have to get here before they fucking got you guys? And you just sit there and you fucking watch it? If this country falls, it will be too cowardice. Fucking cowardice. Nothing less. Cowardice and greed. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on From the Trenches World Report .com. Late last night, the New York Post published a story about what appears to be a federal program secretly moving undocumented migrants arrested at the border. They were not fucking arrested! Stop that shit! We have no border fucking protection. We have no one protecting our border. We have fucking agents down there assisting in the fucking invasion of our country. Period. And we're paying for it. You fucking fools. They showed, before I came up here, they were showing the night cameras that they have. And these guys are coming. They're shooting across the fucking border at the National Guard in Texas. But they're coming across the goddamn border with goddamn their bags of dope and fucking guns. And loading up in the fucking, they don't give a fuck. They know the fucking ain't nobody here to stop them. They know that fucking goddamn border guards, they're fucking cousins that came here in the last fucking rush. And about 160,000 more headed here from fucking goddamn Haiti. They're coming in from Brazil. They're coming in from around the fucking world because the fucking borders stand unprotected. You let them do this, fucking, you're killing your kids. You're killing your grandchildren. Or you're reducing them to a fucking third world fucking peasant under a goddamn communist dictator. I'm a fucking shame to be an American. This is from Zero. Okay, where were we at? Secretly moving undocumented migrants arrested at the border. Arrested my fucking ass. They're not arrested. Fuck, they pick them up and carry them. They'll fucking pick them up and carry their fucking fat asses over to the fucking rig. Fucking get them over there and get them son of a bitches processed and get them out the fucking door. Put them on a fucking plane and bring them to your fucking neighborhood. You will fight this fucking war in the streets of your house. It's going to be at your goddamn house because you were too fucking worthless. The forces that you would have been up against were nothing. They never have been nothing. 12 to 20 fucking percent, and they proved they're nothing. But you just fucking didn't do it. This is goddamn unbelievable. Who are mostly teens and young adults? You bet they are. To shelters and other resource centers. People, they're telling us we're going to go hungry this goddamn fucking winter. We can't feed our own fucking people. But this is just, I'm dumbfounded. And they sit there and they fucking, even the goddamn mainstream reporters are going, this is completely against the law. He's just, where's the coming? They're swarming and they're taking them in deep into the United States and hey, just nobody's, Biden and COVID. All they gotta do is say Biden and COVID. Fuck, like that means something. We have no fucking defense of our southern border, people. None. Resource centers in suburban communities in New York, Connecticut, and elsewhere. Elsewhere's your house. Pretty soon they'll be coming. I ain't shitting you. They did this in fucking Europe. They threw fucking Europeans out of their goddamn houses and gave them to these motherfuckers. They think they're going to do this, and they probably will, because you're too fucking chicken shit to do anything about it. The Biden administration has been carrying on with the program since at least midsummer, potentially since early in as April. So since April, like we've been telling you guys, and you know they talked about that plane's takes off, but I caught it when they said it. Where did it land? In fucking Mexico. They're picking the motherfuckers up in Mexico and flying them across your goddamn border. They're not even fucking. Without saying anything to the press or anywhere in any official record. I mean, you still think you have any kind of fucking protection in this country other than yourself, people? As an individual, you are the only thing standing between your children and fucking goddamn death, dismemberment, rape, fucking, you name it. You are the only thing. You alone. You're not alone in that you got the rest of American nationals. You got 40 million motherfuckers. I would love to go at it right now. But for some reason, if you're not told, if some fucking goddamn pencil neck geek who is afraid of his own fucking shadow does not command you to charge that fucking machine gun nest, you won't do it. But you'll go across the fucking seas if you're told to by one of these pencil neck fucking cowardly fucking communist pieces of shit that couldn't roll you over if you were dead. You get over there and somebody orders you to. I order you to stop this shit. It's just, like I said, I'm almost speechless. People will charge machine guns. I mean, goddamn Americans are noted for their fucking bravery in the field. And fucking U.S. military motherfuckers, man. I mean, goddamn it. Nobody's going to push back. Everybody's just going to take it. Well, fuck, I guess your country's gone. I guess you fucking gave it up armed. You low life fucking cowardly son of a bitches. I will fight when they get here. I will fucking, I have to fight when they get here because there fucking ain't no other fight. My fight will be for my life and for my fucking family. And for my fucking people and for the Bill of Rights. The fucking supreme law that says this cannot happen. You have the goddamn law behind you and you're too fucking yellow to fucking exercise your rights under the law. You are pathetic. You are pathetic beyond fucking explanation. The Biden administration, since April, without saying anything to the press or anywhere in any official record, why should they? Why would they just flip you off? And fuck you, yeah, we're going to do what we want to do. You know, a big story, Biden caught with his mask off. My God, come on, people. And another big story, they're fucking asking for goddamn maternity fucking leave for people that get fucking dogs. We're invaded. These people intend to kill you and take everything you have. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This isn't somebody coming here to lead a better life. This is somebody coming here to cut your throat with a knife, you dumb motherfuckers. According to the Post, the fighter flights originate in Texas. No, that's what they reported right out the gate. But then I caught it when they were talking about it. And the plane returned to Mexico. They're flying these fuckers over the fucking border. Fucking fuck having to goddamn go through that trouble of fucking walking across the goddamn Rio Grande. Fuck that, man. We're going to give you luxury fucking rides. I mean, you got goddamn Brazilians. People bringing not nice luggage. These fucking people are just coming because fucking you have no fucking border. If you have no border, you have no country. You better realize that. You look at the rest of this goddamn world. Look at Venezuela. Look at how them people are fucking. You want to live like that? You want that to happen to you? It's going to happen to you to a certain extent because you're negligence already. Do you want to fucking, do you want the motherfucking, this country to fall? You better get fucking mean and you better get fucking do it in a fucking hurry. Originated in Texas where the border crisis has overwhelmed. Oh, no, it ain't overwhelmed shit. You know, they were talking about fucking Portland and Seattle last night. I guess they went down to Portland and tore the hell out of Portland again the other night. And then they've made a law down in Portland. They can't use rubber bullets or fucking tear gas or nothing yet. You can't do nothing. You guys got to stand back and watch them burn the fucking town down. And the people, they just, only the police can do anything. No, motherfucker, you are the police. This is your goddamn country. Those are your children that are at stake. These are your grandchildren that are at stake. You know, not only have the right, you have the goddamn duty that you are negligent of fucking, of your duty. But like, you know, we started talking about that, you know, about, I don't know, a month ago, about the fact that they will fucking come here and shoot rubber bullets and fucking shoot tear gas at American nationals. But they fucking, oh man, and goddamn, all they talk about is those poor little children down there. Those poor little fucking invading little bastards. When most of them are fucking 16, 17, 18 years old, fucking goddamn gang members, are the ones hauling dope with fucking carrying fucking guns right across your fucking border, shooting at the fucking National Guard. Oh, but that's okay. They're just looking for a better life. They're looking to cut your fucking throat, you stupid fools. According to the Texas, where the border crisis has overwhelmed local resources once again. No, yeah, it has. We need to send more motherfuckers. Don't get them goddamn uniforms like these fucking pig uniforms that these goddamn boys. Get them some goddamn suits and ties, because what they're doing is filling out paperwork to fucking expedite the invasion of this country. Fuck, man, they're biting them in. Hell, they're going down to Mexico and picking them up in planes on your fucking buck. Why, you're buying $4 fucking dollar a gallon gas and trying to fucking have enough to fucking eat, people. They're telling you right now that that this fucking winter, you know, the fucking, all this shit, because, well, you know, that's another thing, you know, the ships there, in LA, you know, at the port there. And then they'll talk about everything. I've not heard one of them mention the fact that only a truck that is fucking, 3 years old or less can even enter California. And that takes away half the fucking fleet. You think this shit ain't going, you think this is just bumbling fools? You think old Biden's really running the fucking show and he's just a bumbling fool? He is a bumbling fool. He's an idiot. He's a brain dead son of a bitch. that can barely read a fucking teleprompter or hear what's going on, what they're telling him to say in his goddamn ear. But this isn't bumbling, people. This is cold, and it is calculated, and it is intended to kill you. If you can't fucking cop to that, you can't realize that, you're fucked. It's got, the longer we let this shit go on, I mean, I don't, it will reach a point to where we, there'll be too many of them for us to get out of this goddamn country. And China has, you know, with their little, they launched their new little fucking, what the hell, hypersonic fucking missile fucking program that we can't stop. Found that out this morning. Wow, really? So they can deliver nuclear bombs. Thank you there, Bill Clinton, you motherfucker. You know, they had a big to-do about him getting out of the fucking hospital because he got sick the other day. That fucking traitor handed our goddamn missile guidance systems over to the Chinese. See, all this technology that they're using is it's developed right here in our country, and they it's not stolen. It's sold by the Zionist Jew motherfuckers who have fucking infiltrated and taken over what is supposed to be the government of we the people. And it never has been, people. It has never been nothing but a corporate fucking apparatus to fucking milk the resources of this country and make sure that the fucking people worked as fucking slaves, harvesting, fucking digging up their own fucking resources to hand over to the fucking international elite, not even goddamn Americans, people. The fucking king and queen of England. That's where all the wealth of this fucking country has been going. Right now, down at them fucking ports, I mean, I'm amazed that they're fucking holding off as long as they are. They're meaning to fucking starve us this winter. You better understand that. You better go get as much goddamn food as you fucking can. You better do it now. And I'll tell you what, you better be ready to kill people to hold on to it, because, man, when they come out of them goddamn cities starving, you know, they always, the zombie apocalypse, boy, they've talked about it forever, zombie apocalypse, show you the fucking films and stuff, and you sit there and fucking watch them along with Batman and fucking, you know, the intellectual fucking programs. You live in a fucking comic book, you fucking fools. Ain't no super fucking fag man gonna come along. Superman's a fag now, by the way. Gonna come swoop it down and fucking enforce the American way. In fact, they changed their motto from the American way. This is, God, this is the most mixed up, sick, clusterfucked fucking situation I have ever fucking seen or read about. And I've read I've read this house full of books. There's no way that fucking, no other country in the world could they get away with this. It's the fucking worthless son of a bitches that fucking occupy this fucking land. That's what immigration gets you. Now, the goddamn progeny of the fucking founders, the true founders, I'm not talking about that fucking prick George Washington, that criminal son of a bitch. I'm not talking about Madison. I'm not talking about goddamn Adams. I'm not talking about any of those motherfuckers. I'm talking about the son of a bitches with the rags wrapped around their bloody fucking feet, marching in the fucking snow to stick a fucking pike into a fucking Hessian's fucking chest. In the fucking, in a snowstorm. Would they do that for nothing? So that some cowardly mother, well, they see, that was the problem, and I've talked about that before. They say 3% is the only ones that fought that war. Everybody else should have been kicked the fuck out of this country. Because you didn't have no skin in the fucking game. You didn't fucking fight. If you did not fight for the fucking, for the people, and not for the goddamn republic, because that wasn't what this war was started over. This war was started over fucking rights. Fucking basic human rights. Just natural human rights. You don't get to own me. You don't get to own human beings. You don't get to make slaves of them. You don't get to fucking rape little children. There's just fucking some things you don't get to do. In nature, if you fucking went to near a bear cub, that mother bear would rip your fucking ass. You're dead. You're fucking dead. You see one, you better fucking start running and look for a tall fucking tree to climb up. If you just spot one, because the mother's in the fucking area, and she gets a whiff of your ass, she's coming, she's going to kill your ass. I got the animals on this goddamn earth are fucking better at fucking protecting their fucking progeny, their children, their fucking young ones than the people are. That is so pathetic, there's no words. And it's going on all over the fucking world. You know, you can talk about the fact that, you know, the Australians, they are fighting back. And the people in fucking England, they're fighting back. The people in fucking France are fighting back. But you let them take your guns in the first fucking place. Is that what you people in this country are going to do? Fuck, why should they take your guns is what I'm wondering. Why? This is why they don't care. I've just noticed they really don't care. Fuck, you're not trying to stop them. Why should they care if you have a fucking gun? Polish that. If you sit there and polish that gun while they invade your fucking country, come in and rape your fucking wife, rape your daughter, fucking, you know, rape your dog and fucking then rape you and fucking, what the hell should they care if you have a gun? You ain't got the balls to shoot the son of a bitch. Pathetic people. Texas, where were we here? Oh, yeah. County airport where the detainees, they're detainees, people. These people are being detained, right? So how do you detain someone? I don't know. I've been detained a couple of times in my fucking life. Somebody fucking started a fight with the fucking cops down until they have you handcuffed. They fucking five of them have gained and beat the hell out of you. And then they fucking take you down to the goddamn county jail and throw you in a fucking holding cell. And then you get, then that's just the beginning of your fucking, that's detained. Detained ain't fucking taking you and putting you on a fucking private fucking flight to wherever you want to go. I mean, you, by God, you've broken the law. You got to pay the goddamn penalty. The penalty is, how much do you want? The free Kmart's right over there. And that's why the shelves are going to be empty this year. They're doing this container ship. They're playing this whole fucking game in one big fucking arena. But that's why, I mean, fuck you. 2 million more people out there shopping with free money. It's not free money because it's coming from you. It's coming from the wealthier country. It's coming from the assholes that are out there fucking working and trying to fucking make a living as a fucking endangered slave. And then they don't even know they're an endangered slave, but they think they're doing okay. You know, I'm making it. I'm going to make it through this. I might get a little thin. I have to tighten the belt a little bit. The reason your fucking shelves are open, are fucking, look like fucking old fucking Soviet Union. See, they're holding them ships in them harbors on goddamn purpose. But the reason the shelves are empty already is that they fucking, you got millions more fucking people here fucking buying. And they don't have to have any money. All they gotta do is have enough money to get here. And they're handed every goddamn thing. I mean, fuck, I gotta believe how the Indians fucking must have felt. When the fucking these people show up, you know, this, hey, wait a minute, hey, this, I've lived here all my life. Oh, no, this is my land, here's my paper from the fucking, from the Lord Byron over there in fucking Virginia, this is my land now. Hey, I planted those goddamn fields, those are my goddamn fields, you son of a bitch, get off my land. I'll go with you, man, but I'm gonna have to go talk to the fucking, sergeant of the guard. And then they walk up and come back with the fucking goddamn fucking troops and kill your fucking ass, hand your fucking property over to the son of a bitch and invader, and have a nice day. But see, we were the ones that went across this country into the fucking wilderness, people. We are the ones that fucking, we brought this continent to bear, everything it had in it. We brought all the resources to bear. They don't need us anymore. Because, you know what? It belongs to us. And we got it on paper. It belongs to us. Everything they've taken through an act of fraud, and we can prove it easily because we have it on paper. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. It was ratified December 15, 1791, and it shows that everything that they have taken since December 15, 1791 has been a fucking fraud because they never took it from us, and it belonged to us. And they never gave us the due process of the law to take anything away from us to give to any motherfucking foreign son of a bitch. Okay? And here, I mean, yes, go ahead.
I'm wondering, one man alone, all he can do is be a Lloyd Finnegan. Where is this militia? And I'm not talking about the 3 percenters or the Oath Keepers. I'm talking about the militias. How long are they going to stand by and watch this insanity?
Well, evidently, they don't exist. Evidently, I know groups of people that are nothing that could make a fucking army. They would be an army if they all came together. The way it was set up in the beginning, Hubert, was the fucking, we the people were supposed to be the fucking the defense of this country. Right now, we should be in the fucking field shooting these fucking invaders. But they fucking, somehow these people, I mean, they got this, This illusion, I mean, this authority over us isn't a fucking illusion, because the Bill of Rights is the Bill of Rights. It says that we are the ones in charge. We have the goddamn jurisdictional authority to defend our fucking lands, our home, our hearth, our fucking, to defend our fucking country. But they fucking, it was just, you know, like, things like Cops, the program Cops, and Dirty Harry. Fucking, man, you can't do that. You're violating the fucking law. But they, and John Wayne, I mean, that fucking propaganda for how many goddamn years? They institutionalized the American people to think that the fucking, only a cop can go use a gun. I mean, fuck, really? You should have grown up where I grew up, buddy. Because you had to, in this town here since the 70s, you've had to own a fucking gun. You have to own a shotgun or a fucking better, a 12-gauge shotgun or better, and every male that's of age is supposed to be carrying a fucking sidearm. There was no fucking protection for us out here. You had to protect yourself. And as far as the militia, I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, we are the fucking militia. We, the people, are the militia. And I know that there's fucking, you got to know that there's at least fucking 40 million of us that are fucking just wanting to do it. But who, then you're talking about coordination. You're talking about supply. You're talking about moving a lot of people. And you cannot have a command structure in this goddamn country. Everyone that has tried to put a command structure in place, the command structure has been corrupted. They're half FBI by the time they get to fucking five of them. And then the fucking down in the lower echelons, and then you'll have a certain people at certain levels screaming, oh, why don't we do this? Because you're a phony motherfucker, that's why. The militias that have been built in this country, like you were talking about, the Oath Keepers, the 3%ers, all this fucking horseshit, it's been nothing but a goddamn, this is corporate shit. They're all incorporated. They got INC behind their fucking, I mean, they're 501c3 fucking corporations joined with the fucking government. They aren't going to attack no fucking body.
I did say exclude those two outfits.
I know. I do. I know. But past that, you tell me where the fucking militia is.
Well, the only thing that I can see is it's going to happen when they hit the front door.
Yep.
Over here. That's it.
That's what I see, brother. I'm not looking at fucking living into my fucking 90s. I can assure you of that. But it's going to come down to the fucking, the individual. I think that the fucking founders knew that. That's why that Bill of Rights was written the way it was written. No matter what group of fucking assholes get together and try, once we have to fight, and they've already made this clear, once we are forced to fucking fight, once they're at our fucking doorstep, or once they fucking, you know, in our towns and they're fucking, you know, just making the town to be enough for me. Yeah, I mean, I see you fucking trying to hurt some kid or hurt somebody or something. I see your foreign ass here. I'll fucking shoot you down. You are an invader.
They're all over the country. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are. They most certainly are. This is unbelievable to me, dude. I mean, I'm all my life I grew up and I thought fucking they would never try anything. With my dad's generation, you think this is how they did it. With the thin edge of that thick wedge. And now we're at the thick edge. But in my dad's generation, I mean, just like, you take, let's go back 40 years. When my dad's generation, better go back 50 years. My dad's generation. Had they all of a sudden started doing this shit right here, I'm telling you right now, they would have ripped this goddamn country apart, and there wouldn't have been no talking about it. The guys over at the mill, that would have been your goddamn militia here. The guys in town, everybody, every working man around here would have picked up his fucking gun and said, no, by God, you ain't. They would have fucking marched on Washington, D.C. and burned it to the fucking ground. They wouldn't have allowed this. But it's that goddamn, since 1962, I think it was, is when they brought them fucking communists into the goddamn schools. Now, I was taught by my fucking parents. I was taught by my dad. And my dad told me, he said, we have fought the world. The United States has fought the world, and we will do it again. He always taught that as he was teaching us how to shoot, how to fight, how to get fucking meat, how to fucking live off the land, how to do what we had to do. But I guarantee he never saw nothing like this coming. I mean, I can remember issues in the past, you know, like where they tried, you know, the government was going to try some shit. Man, I'm telling you, these guys just fucking said, no, you ain't. And you know what? They came to my dad's house when we were we were building on, my dad got a 12 by 60 trailer, and he was building another 12 by 60 trailer right beside it. Came out perfect. My dad was an awesome carpenter. But we're out there, and we got it framed, and we were putting the wiring in. And a code enforcement officer pulls into the goddamn yard. And we're out there working. I think it was a Sunday morning. Might have been a Saturday. It was always on the weekends and in the evenings. This was in the morning, so I figure it was a Saturday or a Sunday. And my dad just sees the rig, walks in the fucking house, picks up his fucking 30-06, walks out there, shifts around in as he's coming out the door, and he said, "You get your goddamn ass off my property and don't you ever come back." And I'll tell you, that motherfucker got in his fucking truck, he got the fuck out of there, and he never fucking came back. Because people didn't fuck around in them days. I mean, we talk about this quite a bit, Hubert. People are cowards. They are fucking cowards, man. They will not put their fucking life. I mean, there's shit they won't put fucking, they're afraid to go to jail, let alone get killed in a fucking war. Well, they might put me in jail if I mean, the people they're showing as your goddamn leaders are the tip of the spear are a bunch of fucking nobodies that are going to these goddamn school meetings. They're trying to act like this is the resistance. This is the resistance. Some woman yelling at a school board meeting. I mean, it's got to the point, like I said, the people who are doing these fucking, this propaganda programs, they're sitting there and they're shaking their heads. Why is, they're saying these words. Why isn't anybody stopping this? Well, everybody needs to go look in the mirror. And I'll tell you what, you're somebody. You're that somebody that can fucking stop it. But you gotta fucking do it. I mean, in my dad's time, like I said, it would have started out, you know, with just fuck off. And if they pushed it any further, then houses would have started burning down. They pushed it any further, people would have started getting sniped. And it would have fucking come to a fucking screeching halt because they knew we grossly outnumbered them and they knew we weren't afraid to shoot. That's the difference. Everybody, all these people that have all these fucking guns, we got more goddamn guns than we can ever fucking shoot. But nobody's willing to fuck, nobody will pull the fucking trigger. Nobody's ever even fucking fought. They won't even fight him hand to hand. They won't even tell him no. If they just walked out and said fucking no, they'd shit their pants. They'd be, oh goddamn, they're all getting in trouble if I say no. This is the like I said, I'm ashamed to be a part of this fucking country, to be called an American. But then what the hell else are you going to be? I mean, do you people think you can run somewhere? You think this isn't all over the fucking globe? They said it plain and simple. The Chinese, this is what this fucking reporter said. The Chinese wants international communism. And they're determined to get it. When they were talking about them getting their new fucking special missile that we couldn't stop. And they're determined that they're going to get it. And this is what the reporter said. And it doesn't go with our way of life. And that was the end of the fucking words right there. You're sold out, people. If you're a real fucking American that's going to fight, man, fucking time's now. And the longer you fucking wait, the closer you come to where there is the point of no return. There's always a point of no return. And they're coming at you 100 miles an hour, man. And that point of no return is about fucking 3 inches from your fucking heels. That's how bad it is. Whether you can cop to that or not. You want to be a goddamn slave? I won't live as a slave. I will die as a free man. I can't make other fucking people have balls. I can't make other people have fucking courage. I can't make other people care about their fucking grandchildren. God, I hate my life, to live. Why do you think these mongrels are fucking coming here? It's over where they live. It's fucking shit. Why is it shit? Is it the land that's shit? No, it ain't the land that's shit. Many of them are coming from prosperous fucking land. Land that is worth every bit as much as the land that we live upon. But they fucking they're the kind of people that'll be enslaved. That's why they want them here. That's why they want to displace us and well, they're afraid of some of us, I believe. I think there's about 40 million they better be a fucking afraid of. But still, you better fucking move. How far do you let this shit go? I mean, God damn it, they're shooting out in the fucking streets. The fucking cops are walking a fucking way. I mean, they'll have a gunfight in the fucking street. Nobody even investigates it anymore. Come on, people. You have the, God, it's like being given this awesome gift. The Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty. It wasn't that long ago, man. I was happy. I grew up happy. It was a wild and crazy fucking place, but I grew up happy. I mean, a happy feeling. I ain't felt a happy feeling so long I don't even remember what it feels like. Man, you have
early
to...
Early 60s.
Pardon?
Early 60s.
Yep.
Last day, I've been happy.
Yep. It's been a while, guy. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
was all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. But you just, you know, some more fucking, I've watched that video, I know Hubert, you probably don't have the, anyway, too, but you watch that video and you think, oh, damn, man. Yeah, that never did. Bullshit. The thing is, when we were kids, man, and this is the way it was generationally, back to my dad, his dad, his dad, his dad's dad, dad's dad's dad. You're a little kid, man, in school, you know, fucking, and the bully's beating you up, man. So, you know, I come to my dad, you know what he did? He got a tuba for about, 2.5 feet long. And he whittled a handle onto it and handed it to me. And that's all he said. But God damn it, what did you tell your children? What I told my children, what my dad told me, what his dad told him. If somebody pushes you, you push them fucking back. Somebody hits you, you hit them back harder. Somebody wants to fucking fight, you fight them. But now, see, this whole thing, we don't want no violence. You see, these people are committing fucking outrageous acts of violence against us right now. And you're just supposed to, accommodate. Don't act violently. The people are going to uprise at the polls. That's what's going to happen. I heard somebody say it yesterday. I fucking laughed. The people are going to rise up at the fucking polls, are they? By that time, this goddamn country, the way these motherfuckers are coming over in armies. 60,000, what we invaded Iraq with 250,000 troops. They've put that many in this goddamn country, and they put fucking goddamn near to 1 million people in here just since January. That's a fucking, what kind of army is that, people? But then what kind of army are you? We have goddamn everybody, we have 1 billion fucking guns that they'll admit to, and another 1 billion that they won't admit to. We have fucking weaponry out the fucking ass, and we have the goddamn law. It's right there. Do it. You're supposed to. You're supposed to do what your dad said. But now you go and you tell your kid to hit back? Oh my goodness, man. No, you don't hit back. No, that's bullying. And you don't, and just like when the, little Australian, wasn't a little Australian boy, he was a big kid, man. He was hefty. And this little fucking punk, man, couldn't, shit, the wind would blow him away. And he's sitting there using this kid as a punching bag, and he's just kind of got his hands up, you know, and like, don't hit me, you know, quit. I don't doubt he's been beat like that and fucking, He picks the kid up and the fucking body slams him almost. He just goes red. And he picks the kid up and body slams him, breaks his fucking leg. And, oh, man, they came out. This is not the way to handle things. This is not how you do things. This is, well, that little kid fucking beat like that how many fucking years before he snapped? God damn it, you, I tell you what, fucking fighting's a part of being a fucking human being. Because other human beings will try to take what you fucking have. They will try to punk you. They will try to take your woman. They will try to take anything you have. They will try to take it from you. Because taking's easier than working for something. And if you ain't got the goddamn balls to stand up for what's yours, you fucking deserve what you fucking get. Now, the goddamn, there's no excuse for this. There is none. We have no excuse. None of us. Me, you, nobody. We have no excuse for this, but we cannot, I tell you what, if people just started gathering, like, you know, go up to Idaho, just somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, and people just, you know, just even 10,000 or 20,000, fuck these guys, see, there I went and you'd bring 20 or 30 people come out and they go out in front of the building and they shake their ass, some people will bring a fucking gun that they've shined the goddamn bluing off of, and that's the resistance. No, that ain't shit. That's telling them you're too big of a fucking pussy to fight. Or you would be fighting. You'd be fighting in the night right now. You'd be attacking the fucking enemy. We should be on the offense. But no, you draw a line, you back up, and they kick that fucking dirt from that line, and you drew it right in your fucking face. And you keep backing up, and you keep backing up. And, hey, you know what? Fuck, you're going to lose. You keep letting fucking... there are 7 billion... people out there that want what you fucking have, and you have international communists that occupy your highest seats of power in this country. You have that Bill of Rights, and that is your freedom, that's your law, that's what unites you as a people. But if you refuse to fucking unite under that fucking Bill of Rights, and it ain't no fucking goddamn, you have to start without a command structure. Go follow some motherfucker, you'll end up just like they did out there in fucking Burns, just like they did out Michigan. Just like the Michigan, what the hell were the name of them guys, that militia? Good militia, man. I mean, I want some of their training films. But I've trained militia here. But it doesn't fucking matter if you're not, I mean, the thing is, even the Revolutionary War, we had land to stand upon and unite upon. Here we're scattered across the fucking 390 million square miles. Now there's a plenty of us to still fucking do this. Easy. Easy! But we cannot fucking, there's no place that we're gonna just gather and fucking gonna take off on this. You gotta sit down and you gotta say, what can I fucking do to fucking hurt them? Me. What can I do? I'm not gonna count on nobody else. I can't trust anybody else, except maybe my family and a few fucking friends I've had all my fucking life. I can trust no one. So this is what we have. Now what are we going to do to hurt these motherfuckers? And then they start doing that, and then the next people say, yeah, and the next guy does that. If everybody across the country just did that, man, I'll tell you what, pretty soon you would see who the fucking leaders were, who the fucking people were who would fucking charge into the goddamn mayhem. Who got the fucking balls to pull those fucking triggers? And they would naturally congregate and start being more. You'd have to keep them apart to fight a proper war because you don't want to get all in one spot because Joe Biden said he'd drop an atomic bomb right here in the United States on fucking Americans. That's the cocksucker. I can't even talk about Biden. Biden could not, I mean, he could be tried for what he's done in the past. But the fucker is incompetent. I mean, he's not competent to stand fucking trial, let alone, they're calling him a president, huh? You have a communist committee at the top, Bernie Sanders, fucking George Soros, the squad, and fucking, and these assholes over in the Silicon Valley and a couple up in fucking Seattle. That's who's fucking giving the orders to 12 to 20% that are fucking punking your asses. It's unfucking believable. I'm astonished every day. I'm just like, my God. You know, for years there, I thought, man, I'm going to wake up one morning and fucking somebody, there's going to be an attack. And I already, you know, I already thought about what I'd do and where I'd go and, you know, how I'm going to jump right in there. And across the board, if all across the country, if everybody just jumped right in there, it'd be over quicker than not. But now, I mean, I'm telling you, we got a fight on our hands. If we start fighting today, we got a fight on our hands. We keep fucking around and letting the fucking enemy just fucking invade your fucking country without fucking resistance. You fucking gave up. You didn't even fight. That's the sorriest fucking thing I ever heard of in my whole life. God damn, a mouse will fight for its young. I don't know, people. I mean, fucking, I don't know what the goddamn answer is. I'll tell you the truth. I never thought it'd be like this, you know, fucking, but the thing is, once you started doing your, you know, if you sit there and you, especially you people who aren't on the radar at all. Man, I wish I was. If I wasn't on the radar at all, I may be dead. I would probably be dead pretty quick, but I would be fucking. I would do something. I would strike back. I would break things. I would attack the enemy. You got no goddamn choice. It's either that or you wait until they're kicking in your fucking door. I mean, everybody has been preparing. I mean, I'm ready here to fucking fight. But fucking, I mean, goddamn it, this isn't the way. This is fucking the United States of fucking America. Land of the free, home of the brave, my ass. Where are the brave? That's what's missing here. And then they built these huge fucking cities, and now they're playing all these, all these phony fucking crises. This isn't fucking goddamn bumbling. This is exactly what they intend. Go ahead.
Yeah, the brave is over in the Middle East.
Yeah, no shit. Man, unfucking believable, guys. You think about all the people that fucking have been sent to fucking war, to, you know, under the lie. You're defending the country's freedom and liberty. You're going to go fight them over there, young man, so that we don't have to fight them here, so that your parents aren't in jeopardy, so that your fucking children aren't in jeopardy. You, young man, 18, you're going to go and you're going to give your fucking life. You're not going to get a C, fucking 20, 21. You're not going to get a fucking have a wife and children and a home. You're not going to get to enjoy the rest of your life because fucking you're going to lay down your life to protect that fucking freedom and liberty. It was a fucking lie. It's been a lie since they sent us across this country to take it away from the original inhabitants. It's always been a lie. But the truth is, the fucking Bill of Rights is fucking law. It is absolute ratified law. And it does give us the authority to fucking kill these son of a bitches that have declared war. I mean, just like that last thing I read you there. That's when the ACLU said that they were declaring war on the Bill of Rights. This is how they fight. I mean, are you just going to sit there and just wait until they fucking just outnumber your ass? I mean, so grossly outnumber you that even as an American fighting person that you cannot fucking, I mean, I could take on quite a few. But God damn it, man, there is only a handful of traitors that have done this. These goddamn Zionist Jews infiltrated your government, removed your fucking, the Republic, replaced it with the corporation, and then named you as a fucking subject in the 14th Amendment, all in violation of the fucking law the people should have fought then. I wasn't alive then. I can't ask them why. Why in the hell did you let that happen? You had the authority, goddammit, the Bill of Rights. But it was, I mean, I can even remember my dad when he talked to me. He told you, constitutional rights, they were fucking, that Constitution was a fucking screw you document. It was like the fucking, well, that's what the government's for. They put the people, if anybody tries to take my freedom, the government, I'll go to the government and the government takes care of it. See, I got these people hired so I don't have to have any balls. I don't have to fight my own fights. I don't have to fucking defend myself. I just go and I talk with the authorities and now it's fucking, I only stopped some guy the other day. I was reading, excuse me. I was reading an article. I think they took $43,000 from me or something on the side of the road. And, oh, God damn, man, oh, they're going to take him to court. You're going to take him to the king's court. I mean, it took me a good portion of my life to figure out who I was and what my authority was and where I stood in this whole fucking mess that I found myself in, that I was born into. I was born into fucking communism. I found that out. These motherfuckers have been doing this for a long fucking time. They've been working that thick wedge in for a long fucking time, people. And it's come down to our generation. Well, I'm 60, you know, fucking, but I'm ready. I mean, I stay in shape. I stay ready to defend myself. against any fucking body. But the whole fucking deal here is, man, I mean, Jesus. It's pathetic. It's truly fucking pathetic. Everybody's out there fucking chasing that fucking mammon. I mean, if they got their fucking mammon, they're not even buying food. I mean, shit, man, they're telling you. You're going to starve this winter, guys. You're going to starve this winter, guys. And those fucking goddamn, I guarantee you, those son of a bitches coming across your border, the invaders, they call them immigrants. I mean, goddamn it, when this whole thing started out, think about it. They were illegal aliens. There was a big fucking word fight over that, wasn't there? You can't call them illegal aliens. They're not immigrants. They are, what they are doing is fucking, well, there is no, see, there was no law. That's what we had to find out. That's what we had to figure out. The law is the fucking Bill of Rights, and there is, that's the only fucking law there is. The rest of it is just policy from a corporation, an unlawful corporation. And the unlawful corporation, they don't give a they want to destroy any thoughts of fucking freedom and liberty. They want you to fucking, when you see them, to bow your head, to bend your knee. And they know they have to kill all the American nationals before they can put any kind of claim on this fucking land that we live upon. Because it belongs to us. It's still, everything they've stolen still belongs to us. It was taken in by fraud. And we have the goddamn right to kill every fucking one of them and take it back. And then we have the right to go across the ocean. As they came across the ocean here and infiltrated our fucking, well, it wasn't our government. It never was. Sorry to tell you that. We were always the government. We were just too ignorant to understand it. We were too ignorant to understand who we are and what our authority is. We have the absolute right to blow these motherfuckers out of their fucking socks. They are trying to fucking subvert and take over our fucking country. To take our rights. To take our liberty. To kill our children. Is that what you want? Is that, I mean, is that how coward you would, you wouldn't fight for your own child? What kind of people have we become?
Don't know, Henry.
I don't know either, Hubert. I mean, I said, this is not the life that I led. I mean, this ain't how I grew up. This ain't how my dad raised me. This ain't how I raised my children. I look at these son of a bitches and they're fucking, they're worthless. They're fucking worthless, man. Their existence is more important to them than fucking freedom. I at least get to exist. I at least get that fish. What the hell? What kind of life is it, a life when you're just fucking miserable? I mean, God damn it, wasn't that long ago, man? Even under the tyranny. And it was bad. I mean, you don't realize how bad until you realize what you were supposed to have and what you actually got. But goddamn, at least you fucking, I mean, there was happiness in your life. These motherfuckers want you miserable and then they want you fucking dead. And they're not gonna fucking just stop because it's wrong and somebody points it out. Oh, I found the magic here. It says here in the Bill of Rights you can't do these things here, see? In the Bill of Rights, no. That ain't how it fucking works because they say fuck you and your Bill of Rights. We got fucking guns and we're gonna, see, and like I said, they're not, you hear every once in a while about some little small push towards taking the guns, but I don't think they fucking care anymore. God damn, we're allowing ourselves to be invaded. We're not using those fucking guns. Why should they fucking be concerned about them? Anyway, that might be something for everybody to think about tonight. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another episode of the fucking insanity of here in the trenches. And until then, man, I mean, fucking look at yourself. Go look at yourself in the fucking mirror. And go, and you people who are under the radar, man, I'll tell you, you're not being watched or anything, and you're fucking still scared to do anything, man. You know, they're going to get me. They can see. They're watching me all the time. I know they're right there. They're going to get me. But, well, then kill them. Then they won't be watching you no more, will they? And the fucking rats and the narcs and, somebody's going to tell somebody down there, oh, I know that son of a bitch. Oh, really? And he's still fucking breathing? I think you're fucking behind on the game there. You people better fucking make some goddamn decisions. Are you going to be fucking slaves under fucking international communism? Are you going to be free men under that fucking Bill of Rights? That's the choice. But you got to fight for it now. And you got to, every day, the fight gets harder and more difficult to fucking win. And I mean, they have pumped it. They're pumping people in. That's why they're in such a hurry. They are scared of us. Make no mistake about it. They fear us. They fear the hell out of us. They fear that we are going to bust loose and fucking take it out, just fucking wipe them out. They know we can do it. That's why they're hurrying. That's why they're flying them in here on airplanes, people. Trying to get you before you get, like that little boy in Australia, before you get your nuts up and body slam them. They're going to already get you convinced you're fucking whipped, and you ain't even fired a fucking shot. How can you have lost a war you never fought?